are prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, hello, Steve Stars. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm good, Bob, and I caught just the last part of the program. It sounded very good. I think I've heard Paul before, and that was very interesting. I liked it.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm not just saying that. And I do want to make sure I got the website right. Was it zerodebtguaranteed.com? Is that right?
You must have been taking notes.
I was. I was listening on the Bob Tuscan show, where I found at bobtuscan.com. Now, I've gotten all the plugs up. No, really, actually, I'm not plugging that, actually, because I'm, you know, saying something to plug something. It was really good. It was very good. I've heard Paul speak before, and I think he knows a lot more about what he's talking about than some of the people that we have heard about, with a lot of the other crazy ideas that can get you into a lot of trouble.
Checks in the mail, Steve. So what's going on today?
Hey, well, you've seen it all already, I think. You know, neocons and rhinos and people like that are still calling for sanctions against Russia, you know, in this hideous situation. And it's, again, of course, you know, as you pointed out on your website, I read the story where the Iranian general is saying now that Mr. Obama has a very low IQ, which means that his IQ isn't much higher because we already knew that. You know, but Obama is getting us into all kinds of trouble, friends, and I'm going to be talking to my congressman tomorrow, and I'm going to say, look, you've got to do something to stop this person very quickly before he creates a disaster, a big one that we're all going to suffer from. I'm serious about it. I think it's that bad. I mean, it's not just Obama, as we've said before. It's the whole machine behind him. But these people are out of control. And to be intimidating problems like this at this moment, interfering in everybody's business, taking care of, being the busybody that he is, you know, meddling with things all around the world instead of taking care of problems at home. And there's probably no question as to why he's doing that, as you know, Bob. But, I mean, this is out of control, you know, trying to, you know, levy sanctions against Russia at this point is a very foolish move. In my opinion, this is the kind of stuff that starts wars, friends. The banksters came after Germany right before World War II started and say, look, either get in with us and play along with the plan and go along with our Versailles Agreement and, you know, get back on the payment plan or else. And Germany said, no way. And right after that, the war started. I mean, these financial things are much bigger sometimes than the aggravations that take place in terms of military occupations or attacks and, you know, aggressive military force, Bob. So this is a very serious issue. When they start, Russia's saying, we're out of this. You know, if you're going to try to freeze our assets, we're not going to pay anymore. And that means that there's a financial divorce, which usually precedes some very, very heavy action. What happened in Libya right before the attack there? You know, we've seen this before. We've also talked about Japan and Fukushima and some other things that have gone on around here. Of course, these are all conspiracy theories, right? But it's odd that the coincidence is about these kinds of international relationships that begin to go sour very quickly when the financial arrangements break down. And if they're going to try to levy all kinds of, you know, aggressive financial measures against Russia at this moment, I think it's a very, very stupid thing to do.
Oh. Hey, speaking of conspiracy theories, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody in my town here shot and killed by police recently.
Really?
Okay, you're saying, well, Bob, what's new besides this happening in your town? Well, let me tell you about this, Steve, and you tell me what you think. Okay?
I will.
All right, here's what went down. Police are investigating the stabbing of a man on the University of Florida campus Monday morning, shot and killed the suspect after he charged at an officer with a hatchet. Michael Cravey is his name, and he's on social media, they say. They say Cravey had an active presence on social media, including the following sites, YouTube and Facebook. Michael Cravey, 28, of Gainesville, died at UF Shands Hospital shortly after being shot multiple times by the Gainesville Police Department officer in the parking lot near the Best Buy store in Butler Plaza on Archer Road. Okay, well, that's all kind of run-of-the-mill stuff, but listen to this. According to the Gainesville Sun and the Ocala Star, the newspaper just south of us, he was a conspiracy theorist using many online aliases, espousing things about the Aurora, Colorado mass shooting suspect, James Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
There's more, Steve.
Yeah.
Here's what happened next. Turns out, he was... he was... very calm right before this all happened. Very calm. And as if a light switch was turned on and off, he went from 0 to 10 in 0 seconds flat.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same behavior you might expect from a James Holmes type character. He had red hair, this suspect. Huh. As did James Holmes, not that that means anything, but it was just very strange, and I hate to wonder what set this guy off. Everybody that knew him said he was very pleasant, very normal, very calm, very cool. What set him off?
Yeah, that's the question. I mean, what set him off? That's the police say he was set off. What kind of evidence do we have that that's actually what happened?
Well, we'll have to get more to this story. I don't know if there's anything to this, if it's worth bringing up to our national audience, but there you go. Steve, what else is going on?
Well, you know, just briefly, excuse me, getting back to the Ukrainian crisis, somebody posted in the chat room at bobseskin.com that even Denis Kucinich has now weighed in against what's happening here, claiming that diverting from the typical Western line against Russia's invasion of Crimea, former Ohio Congressman and Democratic presidential candidate Denis Kucinich said it was driven by a covert action by the United States. So even he, now the Democrat, is weighing in on this, saying we provoked all this. Kucinich made the comments Tuesday evening while speaking to Fox News host Bill O'Reilly, arguing American meddling in Ukraine's affairs is what sparked the current situation in the first place, and that Ukrainians were being exploited by Western powers. I didn't mean to get back on that topic, but I thought it was important because somebody did post this story in the chat room, and I do like Denis Kucinich better than most Democrats. I mean, I'm not in complete agreement with Denis, but obviously they just gerrymandered him right out of his office because he had a lot of popular following, and he was one of the few Democrats that were worth listening to for a little bit of time, and he's still on the charge here, Bob, arguing with Bill O'Reilly.
Good old Denis Kucinich, eh?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he says, what I do is not have USA to the National Endowment for Democracy working for U.S. taxpayers, money to knock off an elected government in Ukraine, which is what they did. I wouldn't try to force the people of Ukraine into a deal with NATO against their interests or a deal with the European Union, which is against their economic interests. That's what he then said what he would have done if he were to handle the situation as president when Bill O'Reilly asked him this. So, yeah, that was a good point, and that's another good issue. There's some other things, of course, in the news, Bob. I'm sure you've got one, but I've got plenty more. What do you have?
How's he still getting on those shows?
Well, I mean, you know, Bill O'Reilly will ask him to come on, of course, because, you know, they want to ridicule Kucinich as being one of the only Democrats with common sense. But he does argue against the Obama administration's actions in this whole fiasco in Ukraine, which, you know, makes an interesting video.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
Headlines we're going to get into this segment on the Bob Tuscan Show. EPA wants to snuff out wood and pellet stoves. I'll tell you about that initiative that the EPA is pushing. I also want to tell you about Smart Balance. Do you know what Smart Balance is, Steve?
No, I don't, and I should learn.
You know, it's that kind of fake butter
Oh, not a Lystra. Not that again, is it? Or something like
no,
that?
No, it's not a Lystra. It's supposed to be a healthy butter. It's not, I can't believe it's not butter. It's something along those lines, though. Well, I'll tell you what they've recently decided to no longer include in their spread. In just a second. Also, I want to talk a little bit about this Bitcoin firm CEO found dead in a suspected suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was perhaps suicided.
Yeah, there's questions about that.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit about that. Maybe it's too early to jump to that kind of a conclusion, but Okay. All right, so which one do you want to start with, Steve? I'll leave it up to you.
Well, let's talk about the Imperial Margarine. No, it wasn't Imperial Margarine. Remember that where you tasted it and then boop, 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 you had this like crown on your head, you know? And I guess it's supposed to make you think that you'll be royalty if you use this spread. And that's not smart balance. Yeah, that's not smart balance.
No, that's not smart balance. Smart balance, a buttery type spread. Well, they've decided to no longer include any ingredients that contain GMOs.
Hey, that's good. That's very good. Very good.
Smart Balance says it will change the ingredients in its butter-like spread to make sure they include no genetically modified organisms. Listen to this. I've been in the food industry for 35 years. I've never seen a consumer issue come on this fast, said Stephen Hughes, chairman and chief executive of Boulder Brands, the partner company of Smart Balance. 43% of our customers want to see a non-GMO Smart Balance.
Ah, very good. Very good.
Some of the newly formulated products will be on the store shelves in March, with the process completed in early summer. The price won't go up, the company said. And, well, the consumers have won. So it's a win-win, Steve. The price didn't go up. They respected what people's preferences were. The consumer spoke. They voted with their pocketbooks and their wallets. And they've taken the nasty genetically modified monsters out of the food. So that's a good story.
Yeah, that's a good story. We're glad to hear good news. I mean, now get rid of the fluoride in our water and a few other things. Did you see the
Smart Balance isn't behind the fluoride in our water, Steve.
Yeah, that's true.
They just make the butter-like spread.
But, you know, there's a lot of news, of course, about, I don't know if you got to this or not, but Facebook and the plans to place guns in the same category as porn. I mean, this was all over the mainstream media news tonight, how Facebook...
Oh, it was? I haven't seen this.
Oh, you haven't seen
so
it yet?
So was this... Is this just a rumor? Is this an official Facebook?
This is a big Facebook faux pas, is what it is. Okay, you know, they're now saying that they're not going to run ads or any kind of information pertaining to gun sales that might be transactions between somebody who is a felon or someone who is mentally disabled or someone who is in an abusive marriage or someone like that.
Well, how do they know?
That's just the point. There are even comments to that effect. How do they know? And this was all over the mainstream news media tonight. So Facebook is, and of course there was applause coming from some of the liberals in the mainstream, and there were even some good questions that popped up here and there too from some surprising sources. But again, you know, Facebook's new policy, which applied to both its namesake and its photo sharing subsidiary, Instagram, announced today in conjunction with the gun control group Moms Demand Action. In conjunction with the control group, the gun control group, which spent the past month pressuring Facebook to restrict free speech on firearm-related topics. Okay? So, what do you think of Facebook? Was this a good thing?
800-313-9443. I think that's kind of a rhetorical question, folks. But if you want to weigh in on this, nonetheless, 800-313-9443, wow. They definitely have, here's the thing. I think Facebook can do this kind of thing and not even care.
Well, you know, I'm a strong believer in gun control, Bob. I think we should take the guns away from the police, you know. I mean, because actually, there's nothing about taking guns away from the police. It's all about taking guns away from us, right? want, you know, they don't, everybody who supports gun control never suggests that police should give up their weapons, right? That's never part of the equation. And you have to ask them, well, you know, a lot of people get shot, as we talked about earlier, and a lot of people get killed accidentally and sometimes unintentionally and sometimes under very suspicious conditions by police officers with guns. Now, I know police officers have to have guns for various reasons. I'm not arguing that myself. But when you ask people why gun control should take guns away from civilians and you ask should they also disarm the police as well, of course, they're not going to agree with that, are they?
No, they're not. Interesting story. Steve, did you hear about this Russia Today anchor?
No, let's hear about him.
All right, here it is, folks, the live clip of what she did.
Last night, RT made international headlines when one of our anchors went on the record and said Russian intervention in Crimea is wrong. And indeed, as a reporter on this network, I face many ethical and moral challenges, especially me personally, coming from a family whose my grandparents came here as refugees during the Hungarian Revolution, ironically to escape the Soviet forces. I have family on the opposite side, on my mother's side, that sees the daily grind of poverty, and I'm very lucky to have grown up here in the United States. I'm the daughter of a veteran. My partner is a physician at a military base where he sees every day the firsthand accounts of the ultimate prices that people pay for this country. And that is why, personally, I cannot be part of a network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions of Putin. I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth. And that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
Whoa. Well, you know, she has her point of view, I guess, and I don't know how many logistics and arguments that she presents that might support that. That was a little vague, if you ask me, and she may side with the Ukrainians against the Russians for good reasons, and Ukrainians have good reasons to be angry with the Russians, friends. Let's face it. You know, the Holodomor, if you remember that, and other things. But, you know, I still applaud at least her willingness to take a stand, and if she's fed up and tired with it, you know, then she's also pointing out that the people who are funding this have their own agenda. Unfortunately, there has to be two sides to the argument, and Russia is certainly making theirs through RT.
I don't know how I feel about this. 800-313-9443 will get your comments.
9443.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
So Anderson CIA Cooper decides to have the same chick from RT that resigned on his show just minutes, hours after she resigned from RT, Steve. How convenient.
Does she have a new gig? Do you suppose she has a brand new gig?
Maybe she's working with CNN now. Wow.
Well, she's come over to the right side, Bob. Hooray!
You want to hear what she had to say to Anderson Cooper?
Yeah, let's hear this. This is a fiasco. Let's hear it.
A dramatic move today by an anchor for the network Russia Today America. Her name is Liz Wall. She's an American who works in the Russia Today America's Washington Bureau. She accused her employer of glossing over the actions of Vladimir Putin in Crimea, and then on the air, she quit. Take a look.
I cannot be part of a network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions of Putin. I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth, and that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
Liz Wahl joins us now. This is her first TV interview since quitting RT America. Also, Jill Doherty is back with us. She'll also be asking questions. Liz, it's good to have you on the program. Obviously, your announcement stunned a lot of people. Why did you decide to resign during your newscast? Because you've been working there for like 2.5 years. Clearly, you're familiar with the perspective of RT America, the kind of stuff, the kind of stories they put on the air. So why today?
Why today? That's a good question. I think the coverage, as we're in this diplomatic standoff and during the escalation of this crisis in Crimea, I think the propagandist nature of RT came out in full force. Today, for example, I had an interview with Ron Paul. The only question that I asked, I asked many questions. I asked about the Russian intervention. You know, he has a very anti-intervention approach. I asked him, in the wake of escalation by the Russian military, how long, how should we respond to this? How should the U.S. respond to this? And that question was cut out of the interview. There was another segment today. It was a news package from one of our correspondents that painted the opposition over there in the Ukraine as having neo-Nazi elements. And I think that's very dangerous when you have a new government instability over there. And I'm sure that there are, in fact, neo-Nazi elements. But to portray the entire opposition as being part of this right-wing extremist group is going along with the narrative that Vladimir Putin wants to go along with.
Was this something you had always felt pressure? I mean, how does it work at RT? How, you know, where do directions come from?
The direction comes from management, and I think there's a lot of young people that work there, some people inexperienced, and I think that they're eager to please management. There's a form of self-censorship that you learn. Eventually, you learn what management likes, what management dislikes. Today, especially with the heightened situation in Crimea, overtly questions are being written. They're very, very loaded questions. Questions basically to paint the picture and to present the Putin perspective in all of this. And I just think, I mean, I would hope as a reporter and in life, you should always seek the truth, spread the truth, disseminate the truth. And what's clear is what's happening right now amid this crisis is that RT is not about the truth. It's about promoting a Putinist agenda. And I can tell you firsthand, it's also about bashing America.
Well, I think she's more suited for Fox News than...
Yeah, she's an American. She's a good American. Maybe she'll go on the Sean Hannity show.
The Shill Show? The Sean Shill Show.
She was a little nervous there.
Yes, she was. Well, these things happen fast. When these defectors from the news media... I mean, the incredible thing about it is... If she was really honest, she'd say, well, I decided actually that I like the American CIA propaganda, Anderson, better than the Putin propaganda. So here I am, you know. Because, I mean, obviously you don't mention that the American news media is so incredibly corrupt. This is worse than TASS, in my opinion, you know. Or in Pravda or something like that. I'm not fond of Putin myself, to be honest with you. I mean, the guy's got a past. He really does. And the bottom line is...
You mean the past that George W. Bush looked into his eyes and saw his soul?
Yeah, no, that was the Pope when he said, I saw God. I saw God.
No. You remember the horseback riding and George W. Bush vacations with his good old buddy Vlad?
Yeah, he always just say, I know Vladimir. And he was buds with Vladimir for a while. So
I'm sure they still are.
Yeah. But right now Vladimir is on a bad bend, and it's not just
it's got to put it in perspective, Steve. I mean, this guy is friends with the same criminals here. I mean
Yeah, it's scary, because all of this looks so set up. Now, what does Barack Obama need right now for his presidency? I mean, can he dig up Osama bin Laden and kill him again, maybe? You know, I mean, what can he do to be a hero, Bob? You know, I mean...
Well, he's not running for re-election. Does it matter?
Well, no, he isn't, but on the other hand, he...
And I don't think, again, I don't think any of this has to do with him, per se. He's not the one pulling all the strings. It's not all about him.
Yeah, that's very true. But it is about the continuity of government. Right now, he is continuity of government number one, you know. And so the point is, what can the government...
Was that racist, Steve?
Continuity of government number one? I don't know.
That was kind of racist.
It could be, you know, but I actually wouldn't be, because George W. was continuity of government in his time, too. So, but, no, actually, the problem is, Bob, you know, the United States government is suffering credibility, lack of credibility, to extremes. You know, you saw this guy Cummings today, you know, the Democratic congressman, during the discussion about the IRS persecuting right-wing groups and everything like that. And, of course, Daryl Issa shut him down and wouldn't let him speak. But I want to ask a question. Well, take it to the media. Let's hear what your question is. Come on, present your facts, or do you want to just get in there and argue and bicker? Which is, I think, more like what he wanted to do. He was just, you know, part of the Obama, you know, crew of do not bend, fold, or mutilate, smokescreen, you know, BS artists is what they really are. They just want to clamor everything up with a lot of conversation that doesn't mean anything. Well, they shut that down, and now he's upset. Well, that was a big issue today. But the point simply is this, that I don't know how this man can stay in office. I don't know how Obama can stay in office, Bob, or this whole administration, regardless of whether it's just Obama, but the whole administration, NSA spying, IRS, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, you know, it goes on and on and on and on with this fellow. And how can he remain in office with, what, a 6% Obamacare? Of course, my gosh. I mean, with only 6% of the Congress represent, well, what is it? People have like 6% of the population has somewhat of an agreeable or favorable position of Congress. Everybody else hates them. This government is in serious trouble, ladies and gentlemen. So what do we need? What do we need, Bob? I know what we need. We need a war. That's where they're going with all this at this moment.
I was afraid you were going to say that, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was afraid it might be coming, and I don't want to see it. He tried to get us into a war in Syria, and that fell apart. And they're going to try the same thing again, I think. So, I mean, I don't know if Putin is part of the game. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But the Russians are really, at this point, fed up with the United States and the shenanigans that have been going on all this time. I think they're about ready to pull the plug on Mr. Obama's credibility and back off and say, we're dropping the dollar. That's what they're threatening to do, drop the dollar. And they're going to go back to their own oil. They're going to go back to minding their business, and you better not mess with them. It's my thinking, anyhow. And I don't know how this is all going to play out. But
all right. Well, Steve, when we get back, we're going to get to a few phone calls. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200.
time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, as promised, we'll take a few phone calls this segment. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Who do we got? Curtis?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Bob. It's great to be on your show again.
Good to have you, man. What's up?
Yeah, I also like your guest host that you have frequently. He has a great voice and a lot of great comments as well.
Well, thank you, Curtis.
She's all right.
I was thinking of that poor man in England who had his arm broken and he couldn't get medical service for like a year and a half, and it grew in this weird, funky position. That arm should be rebroken and set right. So too should the borders of the world, based on ethnic, ancient possession. I don't know what they put Khazar in Ukraine. That'd be awful. Madagascar would be better for those people. But really, Russians and Ukrainians should not be forced to share the same land mass. That's a real dum-dum to make two different language groups share the same piece of land. It violates the fundamental first level of landtopia, ethnic private property. I like both groups of people. I want to see no bloodshed. The the coup d'etat is probably by the CIA or the West trying to get the bought the dollar, that's for sure. And as far as accusing some of those in the takeover being neo-Nazis, if only. Where's the new Autobahn? Where's the new Volkswagen? Where's the new showers at work? Where's the beautiful, clean country of these supposed to be neo-Nazis? If only they were. That would be a beautiful thing. But they're not. And that's what you have to say. About the RT reporter, I can't tell her true motive. Maybe she's a paid shill. America is really a false concept. I don't consider myself American. I consider myself Solutrean, based on the Solutrean conclusion that Europeans were on the North American continent first. Luckily, it does have four syllables. You can say, God bless Solutria. It works great. So I don't like the idea of America. That's like saying chamber pot or melting pot. And what's that? That's chaos and conflict. And it destroys the rainbow. It's a crime against diversity. So I like the Solutrean nationality. Of course, she wouldn't say she was proud to be Solutrean, I know. That's my comments, and you can spin them or comment any way you want. Good evening, Bob.
All right. Should we spin them, Steve?
Well, you know, I think he's making some pretty good points because, as we've talked about before, there's some truth to what he's talking about there that I would agree with, and that is, you know, look what happened to Ukraine prior to World War II. You know, what was it, 12 million, 11 million Ukrainians starved to death, starved out essentially by Stalin. And that was ethnic cleansing. Now, that was ethnic cleansing. The problem was, of course, it was white people, Europeans or Eurasians, if you like, cleansing others and bringing those people into subjection. And Germany had every chance, really, to rally those people at that time and neglected that. And that, of course, comes from, you know, that's history. That's exactly what happened there. Those people could have become part of the Third Reich if they wanted to, or if the Germans and there were other people who were Russians who were against, they were kind of the leftovers from the White Russian Army who didn't like the Bolsheviks and the communists under Lenin and Stalin. So the question is, you know, where do you draw the lines? I mean, you know, if the Ukrainians were subjected to this horrifical event called the Holodomor, not the Holocaust, but the Holodomor, and they were, this was a true story that we haven't heard much about, of course, and they have every reason to be angry and bitter with the Russians because they've been used and abused by them, but the Germans haven't helped them much either. So I don't know. I mean, how does that fit into the whole category in your thinking, Bob?
I don't know, Steve. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
All this stuff, I don't know that I've wrapped my head around any of it as far as the geopolitical situation, as far as where Russia stands, where China stands to go beyond Russia. I don't know.
Well, we do know the reality is there's a lot of energy trade between Western Ukraine and Russia and Europe. And that's being jeopardized by this recent flip-flop of governments that's taken place there, plus the warm water port in Crimea and everything, the Russian Navy, of course. So, you know, reports are that UN, you had that story up where UN envoys were sent in to there to try to see if they could hammer out some kind of a deal, and they were hailed out, and people were very pro-Russian in their comments, and the UN came home. I don't know if I believe all that either. But there's an agitation taking place, and of course, the breaking away from financial agreements has... isn't this what happened with Gaddafi right before things started to turn very sour in Libya? We've seen this before. And the problem with these kinds of arrangements, when the financial agreements break down, it's usually a precursor to a dangerous, aggressive war or some sort of reaction. And I find it very despicable at this moment that this issue has gotten to this point, especially after the great brotherhood and love and friendship we had at the Olympic Games. You know, I mean, all during that time, this thing was going on, of course. And now, of course, there is a real big problem as to how we're going to settle this issue, because Russia is going to take what Russia needs. And if there are going to be sanctions, then they're going to drop the petrodollar and all that. They're going to congeal into their own little area of economic security with China, with Iran, with the BRIC nations. And as Putin has pointed out, they have collectively a bigger economy than the Europeans and the Americans do in terms of their total numbers and their growth. they're going to be much bigger than we are. And they've done a pretty good job of creating a good, solid, currency in the form of the ruble and other things as well. So they've watched their borders while we have left ours wide open. And Mr. Obama has basically dismantled our military by firing so many top officers and officials. We're in a real mess here. I mean, we are definitely in a Pearl Harbor situation militarily. This has been pointed out, of course, and most people know this to be a fact. So the problem here I see, Bob, is white people are starting a war. You know what I mean? And it's dangerous when they do that. Very dangerous. I'm not sure that ethnic issues would solve the problems. This is just a matter of people going back to work and trying to work things out for themselves, in which the major players and the powers that should not be, as you so aptly point out so often, Bob, are taking charge of the situation, and they are dangerously colliding and setting up a train wreck of some sort, in my thinking.
That's very true, Steve. So there was a couple stories that I mentioned a couple segments ago that I want to squeeze in here before we end things for this hour. And Steve's going to rock the last hour tonight. And definitely check that out. Steve Starsh. Call him up. Give him hell. 800-313.
They do that. No, I get
do they do that?
I get a lot of nice calls, actually. I really do.
All right. 800-313-9443. We talked about the Smart Balance Butter. We didn't talk about the Bitcoin CEO.
Yeah, we didn't. I mean, there's still developments on that story, of course, and questions are, was she suicided? In other words, was this a murder that was made to look like a suicide? Or did she actually commit suicide for some reason or another?
Why? Well, not everything's a conspiracy. She might have very well committed suicide, but it is interesting. And I don't know that I've gotten enough time to really research it, maybe Steve, you'll tackle that a bit next hour, but I want to. This story is a little bit more straightforward and easy for me to get to squeeze in before we have to go here in just a second for this hour. EPA wants to snuff out wood and pellet stoves. It took more than 6 weeks before the new EPA rules on wood and pellet stoves percolated rather into the media, which then generated pushback ranging from anger to outrage. The new rules impose a maximum of fine airborne particulate emissions from 15 micrograms per cubic meter of air down to 12, as Larry Bell, writing at Forbes, put it. To put this amount in context, secondhand tobacco smoke in a closed car can expose a person to 3,000 to 4,000 micrograms of particulates per cubic meter. That will virtually end the burning of wood for heat or cooking in the United States, according to Reg Kelly, the owner and operator of Earth Outdoor Furnace in Mountain Grove, Missouri. He says, quote, "There's not a stove in the United States that can pass this test right now. This is the death knell of any wood burning. The pushback is political as well. Tim Ramol from Montana happens to have a wood stove in his rural Missouri home, and is encouraging lawmakers in his state to declare that all Missourians have, I guess he was from Missouri, a right to heat their homes and businesses using wood burning furnaces, stoves, fireplaces, and heaters. Legislation was introduced to ban Missouri's environmental officials from regulating wood heaters unless specifically authorized.
With finance.